Hey everybody, it's November 25th, as you're probably aware. Have you ever noticed that over the years, our stores, commerce has really jumped from Halloween decorations and sales to Christmas decorations and sales, but they've kind of skipped Thanksgiving? If you know me, or if you listen to me very often, you know that I'm a huge Peanuts cartoon fan. I love Snoopy, love Charlie Brown. I'm sitting here at my desk looking at my little poor-looking Charlie Brown Christmas tree that's on my desk here at the church with one little red Christmas decoration ball hanging from it and a little blue Linus blanket. I love the Christmas decorations, but I've already got them up in my office, and it's not even past Thanksgiving or barely the week of Thanksgiving. You know, I told you I love Charlie Brown. Well, there's the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving movie. And during that Charlie Brown Thanksgiving movie, there's this line where Charlie Brown is freaking out. He's stressed because he's got to prepare Thanksgiving dinner. And Charlie Brown says, "I can't cook a Thanksgiving dinner. All I can make is cold cereal and maybe toast." And then Linus is standing there and Linus says, "That's right. I've seen you make toast. You can't butter it, but maybe we could help you." I love that little interaction there. Charlie Brown stressing out about Thanksgiving dinner and Linus saying, "Maybe we could help you." You know, Galatians 6:2 says, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." Today I want to focus on people who help us. People who help us when we need extra help. People who help us do things we can't do on our own. Maybe if you're a child listening to this, or a young person, and you look at all your parents do for you, the cupboards they fill with food, and the bills that they pay, and the things that they buy you or do for you that you can't yet do, let's thank them today. If you're a person who is married and you have a spouse who helps you with things that you can't possibly do on your own, we want to remember them today. If you're parents and you have kids that help you and do things for you, then I want you to think about thanking them and being thankful for them today. Anyone who picks up the slack and does what we can't do, if you're a single person and you have someone that does something to help you, maybe it's helping you with your loneliness, maybe it's encouragement they give to you, maybe it's they're inviting you over for a holiday meal, let's thank God for them today. So let's just take a moment in prayer today and thank God for the people who help us do things we can't do on our own. Lord, you have created us to carry each other's burdens, to fulfill the law of Christ. Your word says they will know we are Christians by our love. And part of the way we love each other is picking up the slack and helping each other. Lord, would you give us the knowledge to know who we need to reach out to and help this week? Would you help us to remember those people who do things that we can't do on our own, and to be thankful for them, Lord? Thank you that we don't have to do this alone, that you created us for relationships. You created us with different skills and abilities and gifts so that we as the body of Christ can help one another. Thank you, Lord, for the help that we have been given from your people, Lord. We praise you for that today. In Jesus' name, amen.